Canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım. Selam ey babe rahmet, babe cennet. Selam ey babe rahmet, babe cennet. Selam ey rahbar.
Belirgin, siz bir tanesiyim. You know that Bibi Fatima is sitting on the ground. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبو القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. The people who are living in this world, they look for proofs. They look for visible signs. They look for clear facts in order to accept something, in order to believe in something. Nowadays, no one accepts things based on spirituality, based on understanding. They want proofs for it. And the people are in need of spirituality. But if you speak through spirituality, then it is prone to misguidance and divergence from the truth. The world has to know the truth, and Allah, in order that the truth be known to the people, has brought out a sign that they can see, has brought out a proof that they can feel, has brought out a manifest proof that they can actually look at and say, yes, this is something. And that sign that Allah brought about is known as the Arba'een of Imam Hussein. This is a sign that Allah has brought out now, so that those who are looking for proofs can see. The gathering that is happening in Karbala, that they can look at that and say, what is happening here? 20 million people have gathered in Karbala for the Arba'een of Hussein. You tell me, don't you wish that you were there?
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
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 20 million people have gathered in Karbala, the largest gathering of human beings on earth in the history of mankind. Yet, the world is avoiding it. Yet the media is silent. The world does not want to look towards it. 20 million people have come and they still avoid it. I say no problem. That's not a problem. We will increase it to 25 million. And if they don't see it, we will increase it to 30 million. To 35 million. We will increase it so much that the world cannot avoid looking at us.
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Islam has to be known through the Arba'een of Hussein. That is what Allah wants. That is decreed by Allah. And I don't say it as an emotional statement. I have proof for it. What is happening on Arba'een, and those who are walking towards Imam Hussein, and those who are gathering there, and you who are gathering here to show the world, this Arba'een has to be seen by everyone. And when they will see it, when they will recognize it, when they will acknowledge it, then they will ask, why are these people gathering here? It's been 1400 years. Why don't they let go of Hussein? Why are they still clinging to Hussein? How long has it been? Let me tell you, my friends, that it is said in Hadith, because I'm speaking to my own people here. Right now I'm speaking to my own people. You are here 1,000 strong, or more than that. And you people who have come here are here for a purpose and a reason. When Imam will come back, when our Imam, the Savior of mankind, when he is going to reappear and he is going to show himself, he will call the people by this statement. He will say, Ya ayyuhal alam, O people of the world, Inna jaddi al-Husayn qatala atshana. My grandfather, my father, my grandfather, Husayn, my grandfather has been killed thirsty. When he will say that, everyone in the world will know who Hussein is, and through Hussein they will recognize Imam Mahdi. You who have come here, you being a part of that gathering in Karbala is going to grow until the world acknowledges who is Hussein. And when they will know Hussein, then the Imam will come and say, I am the son of that martyr. I am the son of that shaheed. But let me say something from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. I won't say it in Arabic because we don't have that much time. But I want to just translate it for you what Imam has said. He said, whoever leaves his home intending to do the ziyarat and visit the tomb and the haram of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, if he was walking, if he will walk there, then Allah will write for every step that he has taken towards the grave of Hussein, every step that he takes towards the grave of Hussein, Allah will write for him a good deed, and he will take away a sin for every step that he takes. No, he didn't finish there. I want you to understand this. For every step now. And then he says, Hatta idha sar al-ha'ir, until he reaches the haram of Hussein and sees the dome. When he sees the dome, then Allah will write him as someone who has been saved. Someone who has gained salvation. And then, when he does the ziyarat of Hussein, when he reads the ziyarat of Hussein, then he will write that he is from the Faizin. Allah will say that victorious. Your salvation is through Hussein. Your victory is through Hussein. Every man and every woman that is alive in this world, the door of salvation is open through Hussein. You come here and you will be saved. If you come here, you will be victorious. And after saying that, then Imam goes on, doesn't end here. My friends, understand this. Now you listen. Then he says, "Hatta idha arad al-insiraf," until he intends to go back. Those who have been to Karbala, I want you to imagine that. When you are leaving Karbala, that's what Imam is speaking about. When you made the ziyarat, you cried, you did the martyr, and now you want to go back. Now you want to go back. So now he says, after that, Allah will make an angel come to you. Everyone who goes for the ziyarat of Hussein, Allah will make an angel come to you. That angel will come, waqala, will say to you, what? Yakunu Rasulullah yaqra'uka salam. Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, has said salam to you. Rasulullah is saying salam to you. What is your reaction? Don't you remember how to react when Zainab says salam to Halimullah Mazahir? What is your reaction? What did Habib do? She is saying salam to me. Rasulullah is saying salam to you. He is saying salam to you. And then Rasulullah will say, go back. With a new life, all your past has been erased. Now you are a new person. Go back. La ilaha illallah. What can I say, my friends? A few minutes that we have, all I could say is this. وَمَنْ يُعَدْبِمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ Whoever honors the signs of Allah, it is from the taqwa of his heart. You know what the signs of Allah are? We go for Hajj. Allah says these are the signs of Allah. What are the signs of Allah? This is the remembrance of three people. Ibrahim, Ismail, and Hajra. Three people, you remember them, right? And what they did, you remember them, and Allah says these are the signs, and you emulate what they are doing. You do what they are doing. Duplicate what they are doing. My friends, Allah made a duplication for the sacrifices and struggle of Ibrahim, Ismail, and Hajra. But he did not make a duplication or the effort or the practice to emulate what happened in Karbala, because he could not do it. He could not do it. You know why? Because when you go and do the amal of Hajj, the actions of Hajj, what do you do? You sacrifice a sheep. A sheep was sacrificed. You sacrifice a sheep. There are rules for that. You know what those rules are? Those rules are this, my friends. You sacrifice a sheep and you choose a sheep. Do not choose a sheep that you have raised with your own hands. Do not raise a sheep that you have fed that sheep. Do not raise a sheep that you have nurtured. Why? Because if you do something, if you kill that sheep, they will be paying for you. Tell me, how can you emulate Karbala? How can you duplicate Karbala? Hajra ran between Safa and Marwa. Allah says, do what she did. You do Harwala. Tell me, how can Allah say, do what Zainab did in Karbala? Go to the battlefield and come back to the camp. Just say this one thing, and that's it, my friends. One example I will give, and you cry. And you cry, and you make yourself cry, because you know, the message of Imam Mahdi. Imam is coming back when people know Hussein. Do they know Hussein now? Do they know him now? No. That's our fault, because we haven't cried loud enough yet. Our martyrdom is not strong enough yet. Our beating of the chest is not hard enough yet. Because if it was hard, the people himself. Imam is waiting for us. Imam is waiting for us. Because when you meet someone that you love, you feel happy, right? When you meet someone that you love so much, your son, when he comes home, you feel happy. When your parents come home, you feel happy, you feel peace, you feel comfort. All I want to say to you is this. When Fatima sees you, she feels very happy. When Fatima sees you, she is very happy. You know why? I'll just give an example and that's it. It is time for us to go and you give your condolences to the Imam of the time. Once in Qom, I was in Qom at a taxi stand. At the taxi stand, a taxi had come. There were some people who got up the taxi. Some man and one of the women, one lady got off the taxi. They were giving the money to the taxi driver. They were giving the money to the taxi driver. He took the money. The doors were closed and he started driving. When he started to drive away, the abba of the lady, the outside abba of the lady got caught in the door of the taxi. And it was pulled off. It was pulled off. She was wearing hijab. There was nothing that was revealed. She was wearing clothes inside. Just the outside abba got pulled off. As it was pulled off, the next thing you see is a horde of men coming from the right, from the left, from the shopkeepers to the right, from the left. The bystanders that were standing there, they all ran. They all ran to do what? They all ran to stop the taxi. They stopped the taxi. And they got that abaya out of the door and they brought it back to the lady, a mu'mina, and she wore her hijab. Right across the street was the office of Ayatollah Barashi Najafi. An old man was looking at the scene and as soon as he saw what happened, he started to cry. He started to cry and stood and he sat down crying. We all went to him and said, what happened? What happened to you? He says, God bless your souls. God bless your souls. He said, why are you saying that? Because you have to protect and defend the dignity of a mu'mina. And they said, so what? We do that. He said, but where were you when Zainab al-Kubra was taken to Kufa? Where were you when Zainab was being taken to the court of Yazid? Imam Sajjad died crying, looking for people like you. Looking for people like you who would defend the honor of Zainab.
Ya Hussain,
Hussain Jaan, Salam-e-Kabe-ye Dilha Hussain Jaan, Salam-e-Sham-e-Ma Filha Hussain Jaan, 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 Hussain Jaan. Oh, همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم.